Wow, good morning to all the listeners that are out there. It's not by mistake that you tuned in on this day to hear a word from the Lord. You know, there's many of you that are listening here today that there's some mountains that you need to speak to that's in your life, that you need to tell it where it needs to go. My gosh, why? Because you have authority that's been delegated to you by the Lord Jesus Christ to speak to a thing and to watch it move. To watch things manifest in your life, to see things turn around in your life. So I'm going to open up in prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every listener that is listening to this show today, Father God. Lord, first of all, we know that it's not by mistake that they even tuned in because you have a right now word for them, Lord God. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what shall take place on this day. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for those that have been walking in bondage is being set free today. That chains that have bound them is broken because of the name of Jesus, because of the word of the Lord, because my gosh, yay, my gosh, today is their day of deliverance. Today is their day of salvation. Today is the day of breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go to Mark 11, 12 through 14, and we're going to talk about speaking to your mountains. And so we pick up here in verse 12. It says, now the next day, when they came out from Bethany, he was hungry. This is talking about Jesus. He was with his disciples and they were walking. And so they had just came from Bethany. And so he was hungry, y'all. He was hungry. He wanted to eat something. And so it says in the word of God that, you know, as they were walking together, that Jesus, that he looked afar off and he seen something. What did Jesus see? He seen a fig tree, my gosh. And so when he seen this fig tree from far off, what happened is that when he was looking at it, it had leaves that was on it. Now, one thing that you got to keep in mind is that when you would see a fig tree with leaves on it, that means that there was supposed to have been some fruit that was on that tree. And so when Jesus seen it, you know, he thought like perhaps, you know, he would find something on it. But the word of God says, when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And so something happened at that point. Jesus said something to that tree. He spoke something out of his mouth. He didn't just ignore the tree, but he spoke to that tree. And what he said, let no one eat from you ever again. And it says his disciples heard it. Now, one thing that you got to realize is that when he spoke to that tree, he didn't look back at it, trying to examine it again, trying to see, did his prayer work? Trying to see, was there a manifestation right then? He already knew it was already done. So what he did, he walked away. Glory. There's some times that when you pray and when you speak a thing, you need to walk away from the thing and stop, keep on coming back and stop, keep on trying to examine a thing. Well, it doesn't look like nothing has changed. Well, you just prayed 5 minutes ago and you still looking at the thing. You know, when we pray, we must believe that we receive it and we shall have it. If we believe that we receive it the moment that we pray, you need to stop looking at that thing. My gosh, but start looking at it with the eyes of faith. And that's totally different than looking in your natural eyes, because you see, the things that you see are temporal and they are subject to change. What is temporal? What is temporary? Means it's not permanent. Oh, somebody needs to hear that today. The situation that you're going through is temporary. It's not permanent, but you need to speak to that thing. You need to call those things that be not as though they were. There's somebody that's listening here today. Don't you give up. Don't you give up because of what you see. Don't you give up because you've been standing for years. Don't you give up. Your breakthrough is right away. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Oh my gosh. Don't you see the breakthrough? You have to keep on pressing forward and not being moved by the circumstances or the situation. Now, verse 20 said, now in the morning, oh my gosh, there's some people that's listening here today. It's your morning now. Ooh, I'm not talking about literally, but I'm talking about spiritually. My gosh, you were in a night season. My gosh. But the next day, this day, the day that you're listening to this broadcast, this is your morning. And it says, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree that was dried up from the roots. Oh my gosh. Do you realize when something is dried up from the roots, that means that thing's not coming back? Oh my gosh. Because the roots have been withered away. The roots are withered. The roots are dried up. It's not coming back. Oh my gosh. When Jesus spoke to that thing, that tree wasn't coming back because nobody else was going to be able to eat from it ever again. And here you have one of his disciples, Peter, the homeboy, okay, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, like Jesus didn't know it was already dried up. But he said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. You think so? Jesus answered and said to them, he talked to them. Jesus was always given illustrations and allegories, the different ways to teach them, my gosh, how to walk and how to live and how to walk by faith and not by sight. This was a teaching. This was a training that Jesus was imparting and to his disciples. And he said, have faith in God. Woo, my gosh. Is that not saying something? He's not telling you to have faith in your own intellect. Have faith in what you think you could do. Have faith in what somebody else said. But he said, have faith in God. Come on now. Verse 23 said, for assuredly. So in other words, you can rest assured. I say to you that whoever says, that's the key word. So you got to say something out of your mouth. If the things that you've been experiencing in life don't line up to what you believe in God for, you need to watch your mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? Because he's teaching us this right now. When he said something, something happened. And so he said, whoever says to this mountain, mountain stands for circumstances, situations, things that are happening in your life, things that are so big that you can't seem to get around it, on top of it, underneath it, or anything else. But that mountain, whatever that challenge is in your life, whatever that thing that is facing you, when you say to that thing, I want you to call out wherever you are. You could be driving in your car listening to this radio broadcast today, or you could be at home, wherever you are. Call it out. Speak to that mountain, whatever that thing is. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it says, be removed and be cast in the sea and does not doubt. That's a key word. When you speak stuff, you just can't be just saying some word and you don't believe it, you're going to receive it. He gave us specific instructions in what to do. He said, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he said, there goes that word again, says, will be done. He will have whatsoever he said. Now that's powerful. The word of God tells you right there, whatsoever you said, not what somebody else said, what you say. Oh my gosh. So it's important what you say out of your mouth. Come on, come on. Verse 24 said, therefore I say unto you, whatever things, here we go, whatever things you, here it goes, it's personalized again, you are, whatsoever things that you ask. That's a three-letter word. What are you asking today? Whatsoever things you ask. When you pray, oh my God, somebody's getting revelation as I'm teaching the word of God. These three-letter words, ask, You pray, ask, you pray. Oh my gosh. Stop having everybody else to pray for you. I'm not saying it's not bad to have people to pray for you, but the word is telling you, you pray. Oh my gosh. That when you ask, when you pray, believe that you, here it goes again, receive them, and you, here it goes again, will have them. This is powerful. I'm sitting for teaching you. I'm getting revelation as I'm teaching you, because all these words, my gosh, it is coming back. Therefore, I say. So in other words, therefore, as you say, because that word you, whatever things you ask, that's two times it said you. That's two times. Ah, my God, it says, as you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you, my gosh, that's one, two, three, four, five yous. One, two, three, four, five yous. Oh my gosh. Somebody's getting this today. You. Woo, somebody's getting set free here today. You. You thought that you couldn't pray. You always have everybody else to pray for you. All you got to do is find the word of God in what you're believing God for, and then you pray. When you have God's word on it, then you pray. Everything that we need in life, our manual in life, is in the word of God. If you're having marital challenges, look up all the scriptures pertaining to marriages. If you're having financial challenges, look up all the scriptures pertaining to financial challenges. If you need healing in your body, look up. Oh my gosh. There goes that word again. You. It's something that you have to do. My gosh. Woo! Be free, be free, be free, be free. Somebody never heard it like this before, and God is ministering to you today. He's speaking to you specifically today, that there's something that you need to do, because see, God has done everything that he's going to do for us. Woo! So what do we have to do? We have to do what he says. My gosh. So the ball is in your court. You can't blame grandma. You can't blame Pookie and them and Ray Ray and them and cousin Shaquita. You cannot blame nobody else. The word says you. When you pray, oh my gosh, I got this is so powerful what I got here. Now, if we go to Hebrews 11:1 out of the Amplified Bible, it says, now faith is the assurance, it's the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for. My gosh, I'm just clapping up in here. It's a divinely guarantee and the evidence. Oh, somebody needs to hear this. The evidence of things not seen. It's the conviction of their reality, or personalizing your reality. Faith comprehends as fact. Oh, this is good. What cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Let me break it down even further. Let's talk about title deed. A title deed, so we're talking about faith, is like a title deed. It's a legal deed or document constituting evidence, oh my gosh, of right, especially to ownership. Woo, of a property or whatever it is that you're talking about here. Now let's break it down even further. A title is the name, oh, here we go, that describes a person's legal position regarding something. Woo, a deed is the physical legal document. Let me go back to the title. You know, my gosh, beloved, that there is a title deed that has your name on it. I'm not just talking about a title deed for a home. I'm talking about there are some things that God has for you that has your name on it, that He specifically designed, that He specifically created just for you, that you are the legal, oh my gosh, you are the legal owner of that. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. That job has your name on it. That contract has your name on it. That business has your name on it. That money that's supposed to be released has your name on it. That breakthrough has your name on it. My gosh, my gosh. The turnaround has your name on it. You are the legal owner. Come on. You have the title deed of something that God has already told you, something that God has already promised you. There would be less people that will be going around all grumpy and all sad and stuff when you get this revelation that God has things that's got your name on it. Your first, your middle, your last name. Come on now. That can't nobody take it because it's addressed to you. It's coming to you. Whenever you get something in the store and, you know, during this pandemic, everybody buying thing online, you know, because nobody was going shopping. When you order something, and you got your name on it, it's coming to you. Oh my gosh, it's coming to you. It's coming to your address. Why? Because it's got your name on it. My gosh. And if by accident the postal person, the UPS, FedEx, or whoever else is sending it, if they accidentally sent it, oh my gosh, to somebody else's house, they can't have it. It doesn't belong to them because it's got your name on it. My gosh, do we realize there is no weapon that is formed against us that will not prosper, will not prosper. It may be formed against you, but it will not prosper. Why? Because there's no weapon that is formed against us that will not prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, the word says, we shall condemn. There's somebody that's being lifted up here today. You are down and you turned on this radio and you heard this word today because God is speaking specifically to you. It's time to come up higher. You've been too low. Too low, too low, too low. Why? Because you've been looking at the circumstances. You've been looking at the situation. Matter of fact, you've been looking at what somebody else has said to you and about you. Do you realize that that's not you? That's not who you are. You are wonderfully and fearfully made by God. My gosh, my gosh, my gosh. Be free, be free, be free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I want to thank you, Dr. Altanya James, for that very powerful message.
Amen. Amen. It was a blessing.
Man, they ought to have you speaking all over the Antelope Valley. You available to speak at other churches?
Yes, I am. I am available.
Well, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, wow. What you need to do? Go to my email, purposepreacher2nations@gmail.com. And there you can write an email, invite me to be able to come to your church and minister in whatever area that you have for me to minister to, because I'm anointed to do just that.
Now, they can also hear you preach on your Facebook page.
Yes, yes, I would love to invite you. Every Monday, I have a broadcast on Facebook Live called Real Time Ministry. And that's at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live. Then on Tuesdays, I have another show where it is called, my gosh, In the Word with Pastor Altanya. You don't want to miss these broadcasts. And as I make announcements, I have different broadcasts from different times called Manna from Heaven Talk Show, where I have different guests that come in. And I mean, it's a powerful, dynamic, prophetic time in the Lord in these different broadcasts and everything. So I invite you personally to come in and tune in on those specific days. There you'll be able to be ministered ministered to and blessed with the Word of God.
Once again, I want to thank you, Dr. Tanya James, for sharing the Word of God with us.
Thank you. I thank you so much for inviting me, Melvin.
And you have
God bless you, man of God.
You have a direct email where people can email you?
Yes. It is purposepreacher2nations@gmail.com.
So my brothers and sisters, if you want to get in touch with her, remember she's got a direct email, purposepreacher2@gmail.com. Thank you, Pastor.